delving deep into the heart of globalist plans. It's Owen Schroyer.
All right, J.D. Vance doing more sit-down interviews. Kamala Harris on one. It appeared CNN didn't even know that they had a member of Wall's platoon on, accusing him of stolen valor, saying he's lying about his deployment. It appears that Dana Bash didn't even realize that aired on CNN. J.D. Vance was aware of it. He brought it up when asked in clip five.
The question of when he left the National Guard, he filed his election paperwork February 10th, 2005. That was a month before the National Guard even announced that it was possible that they would deploy to Iraq, and it ended up being 2 months. He retired 2 months before they actually got the paperwork.
But on CNN last night, Dana, one of the people who was actually in charge of him said they knew they were going to deploy to Iraq in fall of 2004. So he knew he was going to Iraq. He decided to quit, to retire, whatever word you want to use.
Retire.
Because he wanted to run for Congress. He lied about that. He said that when he decided to retire, he did not know that he was going to Iraq. That is another untruth, as even his senior military officer said.
That's right, and that would be his former command sergeant major, Doug Julin, who did go on CNN the night before that interview. And we got the whole thing right here in clip number 37. Now, it's a 10-minute segment. I'm not going to get into it. And maybe CNN thought it would be a favorable interview for Waltz, and it just went sideways. But no, he admitted that Waltz lied and lied repeatedly and lied again. And they've known about this for years. He's been called out for stolen valor in the state of Minnesota once he got involved politically. This isn't something new. Certainly they did some sort of opposition research before choosing him as vice president. They ran with him. And they said, let's go with the stolen valor. Let's use the stolen valor. It was their decision. Vance also commented on the state of Kamala Harris's campaign in clip 20.
I believe that Kamala Harris is whatever she says she is, but I believe importantly that President Trump is right, that she's a chameleon. She pretends to be one thing in front of one audience. She pretends to be something different in front of another audience. Look, Dana, she's not running a political campaign. She's running a movie. She only speaks to voters behind a teleprompter. Everything is scripted. She doesn't have her policy positions out there. She hasn't answered why she wanted to ban fracking, but now she doesn't. She wanted to fund police, but now she doesn't. She wanted to open the border, but now she doesn't. She should have to answer for why she presents a different set of policies to one audience and a different set of policies to another audience. And I think that's what President Trump is getting at. This is a fundamentally fake person. She's different depending on who she's in front of.
You think they're going to let him back on CNN? After that, probably not. He gave him a nice lashing. Handled it very well. Now, boy, I'll tell you, this Tampon Tim thing is really sticky. I mean, here's a perfect one. Can somebody ask Tampon Tim, hey, Tim, where does a young man stick a tampon? I'm just curious. I never learned that one. So maybe he knows something I don't. But listen to MSNBC breaking down in this response, clip 22.
Things he has done that is getting him criticism. The Trump campaign is attacking Governor Walz as, quote, Tampon Tim, which drives me crazy.
They said it on TV.
Because it is making fun of something very serious and very caring that he has done for Minnesota students. Talk about this.
Well, first and foremost, Tim Walz is a dad, and that is big dad energy, making sure that folks who need access to hygiene products have them. We don't charge people to use toilet paper right at their schools. This is a necessity for people, and
Comparing
I think
it, to toilet
it just
paper
shows
now.
Like the kindness and the goodness in him. And I also think folks are telling on themselves, right, when they don't see why this is a necessity. You're telling me you've never had to use a wad of toilet paper and, like, try to figure it out, or that you haven't had resources to pay for tampons or for pads.
What is she talking about?
A real issue, and it just shows how disconnected they are from the lives of real people across the country. I think it's a huge victory, and he should wear
it. Whoa, Tampon Tim. They said it on TV. We're disconnected. Look, I don't really want to know, but please, can somebody from the Walz campaign or MSNBC explain, what does a man do with a tampon?
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Things he has done that is getting him criticism. The Trump campaign is attacking Governor Walz as, quote, Tampon Tim.
He said it!
Which drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Because it is making fun of something very serious and very caring.
They said it on TV. We got him. They said Tampon Tim on MSNBC. Woo! Excuse me. Tampon Tim. Well, it's official now. Please, somebody, if Walz ever gives any media access whatsoever, I need to know. Apparently, I'm missing out. I'm the dummy here. It's a little disturbing to me, but where does a high school-aged boy stick a tampon? Did you hear? It's so good. I got to play it again. I'm sorry. Let's just have a little laugh here on a Monday. It's going to be a long night. And then the woman tries to respond and explain it. Well, you know, we've all been in the bathroom and ran out of toilet paper. What are you even talking about? Okay, toilet paper. Yeah. All right. I know what to do. I think we all know what to do with toilet paper. But where does a tampon come into play here? Hey guys, I'm all out of toilet paper. Somebody throw me a tampon. What? But they're actually trying to explain this. This is too rich. Play it again. Hey, that's normal. Yeah, Tim's thinking about boys in the bathroom that ran out of toilet paper. Might need a tampon. Yeah.
Things he has done that is getting him criticism. The Trump campaign is attacking Governor Walz as, quote, Tampon Tim, which drives me crazy. Because it is making fun of something very serious and very caring that he has done for Minnesota students. Talk about this.
Well, first and foremost, Tim Walz is a dad, and that is big dad energy, making sure
does he show his sons how to use tampons?
Access to hygiene products have them. We don't charge people to use toilet paper right at their schools. This is a necessity for people, and I think it just shows like the kindness and the goodness in him. And I also think folks are telling on themselves, right, when they don't see why this is a necessity. You're telling me you've never had to use a wad of toilet paper and like try to figure it out, or that you haven't had resources to pay for tampons or for pads. This is a real issue, and it just shows how disconnected they are from the lives of real people across the country. Mm-hmm. I think it's a huge victory, and he should wear that moniker proudly.
Yeah, I agree. He should wear Tampon Tim proudly. Oh, my God. What is she talking about? I'm sorry. This is just too rich for me. Have you ever been in a situation? Hey guys, have you ever been in a situation where you're in the bathroom and you had to wad up a thing of toilet paper? What do you think we do? I don't. This is just, these people are deranged. Maybe they'll have to do an explainer to try to protect this of how young men need tampons. We've been missing out somehow from not having them in the men's room. But the MSNBC host assures me, well, I must be, I'm the one missing out. I'm the one disconnected. Did Tampon Tim show his sons how to use one on themselves? I'm just curious because that's the insinuation here. All right. Let's get the rest of this off the desk here. And I don't know how much longer this goes on. As far as the Stolen Valor thing, I think you could obviously make a nice 60-second hard-hitting ad on it with all the different times he's been called out, getting approached in 2009 by veterans on it, his own platoon leader, former sergeant, saying he lied about it. I mean, you can compile all this into a 60-second hard-hitting ad. But I don't know how much more we can talk about this. Even though new stuff seems to pop up every day, there's a whole compilation. All of Tim Walz's military service embellishments, from claiming he carried weapons in war to making people think he deployed to Afghanistan. This is at the New York Post. So it's just a whole compilation, a whole list of every time he's lied. It's not once, not twice, it's not three times, not four times, five times. It's just uncountable at this point. But he misspoke, they say. Walz, I misspoke in 2018 video about weapons of war that I carried in war, Harris campaign says. Well, see, the problem with that is you then said it multiple campaign stops. So, oh, he misspoke in 2018. Well, what about in 2024 during the campaigns? Did you misspeak then too? Because that's what we're talking about. Here's a paper. 2005. This stuff is everywhere, folks. It's crazy. From the Austin Daily Herald. Been there, done that, Walz might have said. Not only is he a teacher, Walz is a retired command sergeant in the National Guard. So that rank was a lie, it turns out, who served a tour of duty in Operation Iraqi Freedom during his 24 years of military service. At the time, he was deployed overseas with his National Guard Field Artillery Unit in Operation Iraqi Freedom. I mean, folks, this stuff is everywhere. Talking about serving multiple times, talking about serving Operation Iraqi Freedom, Afghanistan, other things. I mean, the story's all over since 2005. All print, press, it's everywhere. Here's another one. Walz retired last year from the National Guard with the rank of Command Sergeant Major. He served with the 1st 125th Field Artillery Battalion, a National Guard unit from Minnesota, during an early portion of the war in Afghanistan. So again, there's dozens of these. Dozens of these. So he's lying about his service. He's lying about his rank. He did that. Not J.D. Vance, not Donald Trump, not the conservative media. Walz did that, and he's done it for two decades. They even put the wrong rank on his congressional coin. They put the command sergeant major on his congressional coin. Was that a misprint too? Was that a misprint too? By the way, he can produce his military records. I think it's the DD-214. He can produce all of his military records and prove that he was never lying, or he can release all and prove it was a lie. It's up to him. Or people will just sit here and keep digging and expose him for the fraud he is. Then they try to go after Vance, who, again, is not the one that lied. And they removed all of Vance's awards from his Wikipedia page. Can you believe this? They removed all of his awards from his Wikipedia page. Now, they since had to restore them after major backlash, but that's what you're up against. So if you're a Democrat and you lie about service, they'll come to protect you. If you're a Republican and you're honest about your service, they'll come to destroy you. And now here's the latest. J.D. Vance's campaign won't deny that's him in viral drag photo. So there's a picture of J.D. Vance when he's at a party in college, either dressed as a woman or, I don't know, could be trying to do the glam metal scene, the hair metal scene from the 80s. I don't know. And good for, I would say, probably the best move from Vance's campaign is to just not respond because it doesn't even matter. Or I would say not respond. But I guess you could say, well, wait a second. I thought we were pro-trans. J.D. Vance, you know, if he had a period of trans there for a night at Yale, well, then we should support him. Right? I mean, we're so, look, Vance is trans, says the liberal. So now it's an attack on him. Do I give a damn about a Halloween costume of Vance's when he was in college? No. But I do think it's ironic that they would attack him as trans now, even though they love the trans. They are the trans. They're the ones that believe in trans. That's fun. Kamala Harris promises to go tough on border security. So that's a campaign policy of Trump that Kamala Harris is now stealing. But of course, it doesn't matter because they've already imported, what, 10 million, 20 million illegal aliens, criminal border crossers, and they want them voting by 2016. If they get 20 million, I mean, it might not even take 20, maybe it's 10. They probably crunched the numbers. If they get 10 million illegal aliens, non-citizens, and get them voting, then the Democrats will never lose power. And they'll strategically locate them to make sure they never lose power. Yes, this is the strategy that Democrats engage in, folks. This is how deep their strategy goes on how to corrupt our political system and rig it. You ever seen what they do with gerrymandering? Yeah. That's how committed the Democrat Party is to power. They'll gerrymander a district so that it looks like a hook hand, because they know they'll get the right numbers to win that district, and then they'll siphon enough Democrat voters off to win two other districts as well. Like Houston is a great example. I think it was, if you look at like the five districts in the greater Houston area, it used to go three or four of them would go red, and then the main downtown Houston would go blue. Well, then they engage in all the gerrymandering, and now three or four districts go blue, and one or two go red, all because of their gerrymandering. And that's how they steal seats in the House. That's all it is, just raw political corruption, just cheating and rigging for raw political power. So yeah, they've done the numbers. The Democrats have absolutely crunched the numbers on where to locate illegal aliens, criminal border crossers, in what states and in what cities, so that they'll never lose power again. And they'll win every House vote, and they'll win every presidential election. They've already done it, folks. They've already done it. Yeah, there it is. So, okay, Democrats, oh, this one didn't work. So maybe we'll try this one. No, we still couldn't win the majority of districts. So we'll try this one. And then, oh, nope, that one didn't work quite either. So let's readjust it and make it look like this. And then, boom, they figured it out. And now the Democrats win the majority of districts every time in Houston. So, again, used to be 4 out of 5 districts would go red. Then the Democrats gerrymander it. Now 4 out of 5 go blue. So this, oh, they don't mind being tough on border security now. They've already imported all their voters. They've already imported 15 million non-citizens, and they want them voting by 2026 so the Democrats never lose power. That's their game plan. So sure, we can be tough on border security now. And the average Democrat voter won't even blink an eye. So when Trump says border security, it's xenophobic and racist. When Harris says border security, she is a political strategic genius. So, Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about this. All of a sudden, flipping policies and stealing Trump's policies. Specifically now on taxes. Oh, don't you know Kamala Harris? She's against taxes. Here in clip 38.
Over the weekend, Vice President said she would, she followed former President Donald Trump in saying she would support a proposal that would not tax tipped wages. If such a if similar bill made its way to the President of the United States, President Biden, would he sign that? That's not something he's, he would have embraced before.
Absolutely. Look, this is something that the president supports. He supports eliminating taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers while also raising minimum wage and preventing the wealthy from gaining the system. And if you think about what the president has talked about the last 3.5 years, making sure that we have an economy that works for all, not leaving anybody behind, an economy that's built from the bottom up, middle out, the president has been fighting and the vice president is fighting to do just that. Think about raising the minimum wage, which the Trump administration, they blocked. Cut taxes for workers and families after Trump gave a $2 trillion tax cut skewed to billionaires and big corporations.
Oh, there's
defend
their straw,
overtime
man.
Protections for millionaires, millions of workers whom the Trump administration left behind. Ensure workers have the freedom to join a union, which
workers,
the Trump administration says. Undermined. You hear it talk about Maganomics and what the GOP is for. Therefore, giving tax breaks from billionaires and corporation. They want price gouging. That's what they want to see. They don't want to protect protect American workers. They give
gouging.
Again more tax. To billionaires and corporations. That's what they've been talking about over and over and over, raising taxes for working people. That's not what we're about, and we're going to continue to do just that in the next 5 months.
Okay, let's try to address all the lies that she just told there. I mean, that is an unbelievable series of lies that she just tells. Stunning level. So it was Donald Trump that first came up with the policy after speaking to waitresses in Las Vegas, said, yeah, let's come out with a policy to not tax tips. Brilliant. Kamala Harris just steals it. I mean, look, here's the proof. Look, here it is. Here it is, clip 28. Go ahead.
Because when I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips, people making tips.
On tips for service and hospitality workers.
Literally steals it from Donald Trump. So, well, I mean, what's next? Are they going to print out a red hat that says Make America Great Again? But let's get back to Karine Jean-Pierre. Okay. She says workers. Oh, workers, workers. Well, let's see. Who do workers work for? They work for corporations. They work for sometimes billionaires. Who employs more people in the United States? Probably Amazon, I'm guessing. So what do you think happens when you tax billionaires or when you tax corporations? Who do you think ends up paying that tax? The workers. The workers. It's really not even complicated. So they create this straw man, this class warfare of disenfranchised Americans, which is a real phenomenon. The average American, middle-class American, has been screwed. Absolutely. But then they create this straw man, and they act like, oh, it's the billionaires that did this. It's the corporations that did this. No, it's our politicians that did this. It's our politicians that sold out to the billionaires. It's our politicians that sold out to the corporations. But then they're looking out for middle America. They're looking out for the working class, and then they crush them. I mean, you want to talk about trickle-down economics? Here's trickle-down economics. When you tax corporations and billionaires that employ most people, there's your trickle-down economics. That tax trickles down to the workers. That tax trickles down to the middle class. There's your trickle-down economics. That's your trickle-down economics theory. But to them, it's, oh, we're engaging in class warfare. Let's give the disenfranchised lower class and middle class an enemy called the billionaires and the corporations, and let's say we're fighting them. Yeah. And then the same billionaires and corporations that they're fighting all fund the Democrat Party and don't pay taxes anyway because they know their way around the tax code. And then when you do tax the corporations, or when you do raise the minimum wage, which is actually even worse, what happens? The workers get paid less, the workers get taxed more, or in some instances, businesses just completely close because they can't afford to pay the new minimum wage. So it's just unbelievable. She gets to get up there and just lie and lie and lie and lie and misrepresent. And the average American, well, no, the average liberal, the average Democrat doesn't even get it. Here's KGP and Peter Ducey as we go to break, clip 39.
How long have you guys known that Vice President Harris does not think President Biden is doing a good job at the border?
Wait, say that one more time?
Well, she's now promising to hire thousands more border agents than there are now under President Biden.
Wait, but start your question again.
How long have you guys known that Vice President Harris does not think that President Biden is effective with his border policy?
I mean, that you're making a huge jump. Why? She did not say this. This is something that you are assuming. Well, I don't understand why you would assume that. It's not true.
She has a campaign ad where she is saying they need more Border Patrol agents. If President Biden's doing such a good job, why do they need any more Border agents?
We both believe that. The President does want more Border Patrol agents. You know who's getting in the way? You know who's getting in the way? Republicans in Congress. They're getting
there
you
it
know
is.
Who else is getting in the way? The former President. Donald Trump, he's getting in the way.
Trump's in the way, too.
There's no daylight here.
Yeah.
I'm not understanding.
Unbelievable. All right. Turn her off. So they couple strong border policy to $100 billion for Ukraine. They couple border security to $50 million for trans surgeries. And then they say, Republicans are in the way. And these Democrats, they're just disingenuous, lying scum, man. It's just who they are.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your grandma died all alone in the hospital. Your wife was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. They kicked you off of social media. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. And now they want you to forget about the whole thing. Oh, hell no. We will never forget.
Friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Yes, Joe Biden lounging at the beach this weekend. After a long, hard week of work and peace on earth, Joe Biden takes a nap at the beach. Naps at the beach. Joe Biden. Tonight, InfoWars live coverage of the Trump-Musk interview. And we'll just be continuing this live transmission. Chase Geiser will take over at 6. I've got a scheduled interview with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. So once I conclude the War Room, I'll be going on her show. And then once that interview is concluded, I'll be rejoining Chase on the live stream covering the Musk-Trump interview tonight. And I just got to say, and I hope I'm wrong. I don't know. I really hope I'm wrong. But I just got a bad feeling this deal tonight is going to be riddled with errors. If they do it on X Spaces, it's cooked. I'm sorry. I've never seen an X Spaces that doesn't just get riddled with glitches and confusion and clunkiness. Quite frankly, it's why I can't stand that platform of X Spaces. There's positives to it, obviously, but so many damn glitches and errors, and it's so hard for the host to even keep control of it at sometimes. So I hope I'm wrong. But if I was Trump and Musk, I would be basically platforming this on the back end somehow and then just streaming it live to X and not actually using the X technology to host this event. So kind of like what we do here, you might be watching live right now on X, this show, but it's all on our end. It's all our system running it, and we just feed it to X. If we were using X spaces, then it probably wouldn't be going as smoothly. So I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong because you know what's going to happen. If there's a bunch of glitches and problems with this tonight, it's going to be the next attack Trump and Musk deal. And so I just don't want to see that happen. So hope I'm wrong, but I don't know. Very rarely does one of these X spaces go off without glitches, especially if it's going to be Musk and Trump. I mean, this thing's going to have how many people tuning in live? Can it even handle it? So we shall see how that goes. Now, that's our extended live coverage tonight. That's what we do here at InfoWars. And so we hope you'll continue to support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. The Save InfoWars Mega Sale is happening right now. Top-selling supplements, products up to 60% off. Included top-rated products like DNA Force Plus, 40% off. Nitric Boost, 40% off. And so much more. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock. And this stuff sells out fast, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're a fan of Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix like me, I would stock up today while it's in stock and while it's on sale. Don't forget to check out the entire line of InfoWars MD products, all 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com as well. It's your support there that keeps us on the air. All right. Kamala Harris. Oh, you know, here's that border security, by the way. Guys, go ahead and give me clip 33 on the screen. Here's this border security. And I guess this is what Kamala Harris is addressing.
Okay. Well, what's going on?
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. I thought that was the video from... Okay, yeah, go ahead and give me that one, guys. Yeah, I apologize. Oh, yes, there it is. There it is. Now, what do you see here? What do you notice about this video? That's about 1,000 or more military-aged men, is what that is. It looks like mostly from Africa or maybe Central America. Why are thousands of military-aged men, not a woman in sight here, not a female in sight here, why are there thousands of military-aged men from Africa, the Middle East, and Central America showing up at our southern border? Is this the border security that Kamala Harris is fighting against, even though it's her own administration and her own policy? I see. And then I guess we can go to that other clip now. This is what happens when they get into the country and they get all their free stuff and their entitlements. And then they think they're in charge of everything, and it ends up like this in clip 33.
I need to get you checked out, okay?
How do you mean?
Let's talk to a doctor, yeah?
I'm not sick.
Okay. Well, what's going on? Because this isn't normal
behavior, sick. Correct? I came to this house, and I found out that their house is dirty. They have not pooped right there. They will not clean it. Go over there. There's a cat that is dead. Who is removing that cat?
Let's go talk to my car, yeah?
I don't know how the cat got dead. I am the woman who built everything among everything.
And so she's here living for free. And now she's threatening to beat police and swings at an officer right in front of her child.
Leave me. I'm hungry. Take my son and no.
No, no. He's a child.
Jessa, take his case over. Leave my son alone. Hold my keys. I said, give me my ring. Hey, my hand hurts. You know, I have cuticles and well last son.
You know, this is, I don't know. I don't know how you land this deal because it's just a powder keg, folks. You've got millions of people in this country that are living off welfare and entitlement programs. And that'll be that response from that lady will be mild in comparison to what happens if these things get taken away from them. But see, there's this other aspect too, where they've created this hatred for police and this disrespect for police, like the police are the bad guy inherently. And so they just figure, well, I can attack the police or scream and cry out abuse when they're engaging in law enforcement and they'll be the bad guys. And so you come here illegally, you become entitled to welfare, and then you behave like that in front of your own child, swinging at law enforcement. Deport immediately. But that's the thing. I don't know how. I just don't know how you do this, really. I mean, there will be violence, unfortunately. These welfare recipients, these entitled criminal border crossers are not just going to go willingly. And the minute you shut off their welfare, they're going to start rioting. And there's so many of them in centralized locations, they will riot in unison. Absolutely. This is what's being set up. This is what's being set up. We're being held hostage by Democrat Party policy. All so that they could bring them in and then get them to vote Democrat. And so the minute these welfare programs are shut off or the deportations begin, they will riot. And they will riot by the millions, folks. All by design. And the Democrats are going to tell, hey, if you cut it off, there's going to be violence in the streets. There's going to be rioting, and we're going to bail them out. So that's what they're setting up. That's what we're up against now.
I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents. And first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there. But one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We are shot up. The operation's bleeding to death. And that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have in come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance, 50-50, we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers. And these are the last runs of them, unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the vitamin C with zinc and the rose hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, all discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus they're great products. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming at Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Those failed policies before, and like we all know, we're not going back.
Whose policies? Whose policies, Kamala?
We will move forward and take on the biggest issues facing our nation. For example, the issue of immigration. So I was Attorney General of a border state. I went after the transnational gangs, the drug cartels, and human traffickers. I prosecuted them in case after case, and I won.
Oh, now we're tough on? We're tough on crime?
So I know what I'm talking about.
Now we like cops?
We know our immigration system is broken, and we know what it takes to fix it. Comprehensive reform. That includes...
Listen to the brainwashed parrots behind her.
Strong border security and an earned pathway to citizenship.
Strong border security. She's running against her own failed policies, folks. She's running against the collapsed Biden economy. She's running against the collapsed Biden border as if she hasn't been the vice president this entire time. And the media is letting her get away with it. But while she pretends, that she's going to do something about the wide open borders that I guess Democrats are against now too. I mean, who knows with these people? These are literal NPCs. I don't know. Maybe we really are just in a simulation. And these are actual NPCs. In case anybody doesn't understand the acronym, a non-player character. So if you're in a video game, you're actively controlling some aspect of the game or a character in the game. And then there's other characters and stuff that are just code. And they don't actually make decisions. The decisions are already written into the code about what they're going to say or what they're going to do. That's basically what this is. Just a political party of NPCs. Trump says secure the borders. Racist, xenophobic, boo. Kamala Harris says secure the borders. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you can't even, you wouldn't even believe it, but you're witnessing it. They're cheering it on. They're actually cheering it on. But what is she really saying? What is she actually saying? She is going to give tens of millions of non-citizens, illegal border crossers, citizenship. That's what she's saying. She's saying she's going to have a policy that opens the borders and you can basically walk across and become a citizen overnight. That's what she's actually saying. That somehow the entire planet has the right to walk into our country and either become a recipient of the welfare state and or a citizen. Now, I don't care how liberal your ideology is. I don't care how open-minded you think you are. If you don't see how that's bad policy that will collapse our economy, you are actually too stupid to vote. And this is why we should have voter IQ tests. And there used to be some ways of keeping political retards from voting. And we've since changed the laws and changed the way people vote. And so now you have the equivalent of children, political infants that can walk into a voting booth and go, goo goo gaga. And vote Democrat. So no, actually, this country was not designed to be collapsed from within by political dolts like Democrat voters in the modern day sense. But now that's what you have. Kamala Harris wants anybody from the entire planet to be able to legally walk across the southern border, become a welfare recipient and a citizen within 24 hours. That's what she's actually proposing. That's what she actually means. And if you think that's good policy, you're too stupid to vote. I don't want you voting. You do not have a right to vote. How do you like that? Screw your right to vote. You don't have a right to destroy this country. You don't have a right to make fellow Americans slaves because that's what you're doing. You don't have a right to vote me into slavery. You don't have a right to vote me into economic collapse. And that's what these Democrats are going to do. By the way, they found a way for Kamala to deal better with the anti-Israel protests. Remember last week when the anti-Israel protesters disrupted her and then she just came off like, actually, it was probably the realest she's ever been. Huh. Ironically enough, the realest Kamala Harris has ever been, I've seen in her political career, was responding to the anti-Israel protesters and just came off like a stone-cold bitch. And so maybe we should go back to that. That's actually the real Kamala Harris. That's the realest Kamala Harris you're ever going to see. Well, it obviously looked bad. So they gave her a script anticipating that this may happen again. And if you noticed, when the anti-Israel protesters start speaking up at her latest rally, she looks down at her podium because she has a note card with her bullet points on how to respond. So here's that in clip 34.
Everybody, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Here's the thing. We are all in here together. I'm told
an extraordinary number of folks who are here together because we love our country. We're here to fight for our democracy.
Oh, yeah. Pause it. Oh, my God. I mean, this just makes me sick. We love our country. You flag-burning, open border, tearing down statues, calling us a slave colonist founding. Oh, you love our country. Shut the hell up. You hate this country. You want this country to burn. You love this country. Screw you. We're here to protect democracy. How many votes did you get, Kamala? How many votes did you get? You got zero. Protect democracy. My ass. All right. You know, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't stand liars. But it doesn't even matter. People can lie all day long. These liars want to run my life. And I got people that actually sit out there and believe this crap. They stand behind Kamala Harris and clap whatever she says. Say she could come out and say, I'm going to put a knife into everyone here's throats. They'd be like, yeah, yeah. And these people are about to go out and vote. My God, I can't even get through the clip. But notice, and maybe we should pull in the clip from last week, too, with the Israel protesters, where she's actually her real self. But here, notice she's about to look down at her desk. She's about to look down at her desk and look off of her note card of how to actually respond to this. Go ahead.
Everybody, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Here's the thing. We are all in here together. I'm told an extraordinary number of folks who are here together because we love our country. We're here to fight for our democracy.
No votes.
Which includes respecting the voices that I think that we are hearing from. And let me just say this on topic of what I think I'm hearing over there. Let me just speak to that for a moment, and then I'm going to get back to the business at hand. So let me say, I have been clear. Now is the time to get a ceasefire deal and get the hostage deal done.
My, how the tune has changed.
Now is the time.
So obviously her response last week was so bad because it was the first time she was herself that they said, okay, we're going to put a little note card on your desk in case this happens again so we can maybe not make you look like a bitch.
I'm in a paradox or a catch-22. If I sat here and tried to tell you all the things that have been done to InfoWars, it distracts us from the attacks the globalists are carrying out against America and the people of the world. But at the same time, if I don't tell you what's happening to us, you won't know how desperate the situation is. It's a paradox. But the enemy wants to attack us, they admit, to drag us off of our mission, exposing their operations at such a critical time. So I'm just going to say this. We're in the fight against the New World Order. We stand with you because I know my children are going to grow up in a world with your children. And if they have any future, your children have to have a future. So we're brothers and sisters in this. And I need your support. I'm humbly asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. And this could be the last run. We're very close to being shut down. If people come through and support us, we'll survive if it's God's will. But we have Vitamineral Fusion. We have this incredible 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc that's so amazing for your immune system and body. It's back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. This could be your last chance to get these products. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these products, because without your support, we are going to be shut down. Plus, these are really amazing products. So I humbly thank you for all your past support. And regardless of what happens, we've fought as hard as we could. We never gave up. We never backed down. But really, this is a symbiotic relationship. We bring you hardcore information, game-changing info, and you support us, keep us on the air. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now in what could be your last chance to get these three products that are finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, Vitamin C, Vitamineral Fusion. Now, on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.